Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section. Babu Nahi an Mukhatabati al-Fasiqi wal-Mubtadi'i wa Nahihi ma bi-Sayyidi wa Nahihi. The chapter on the prohibition of addressing a flagrant sinner, an innovator, etc., as master. Addressing a person who is a flagrant sinner, an open enemy of Islam, an innovator, etc., as a master. Islam is a deen, a religion, which is very clear, very clean, very straight, very, very free from any type of banawati. Urdu they say banawati, where a person makes up a story, he makes up a false pretense to try and praise a person, to try and get something out of a person, to call a person a name which he doesn't really mean it in his heart, but just so that he can impress the person, give him titles, give him names, to impress the person so he can get something out of him, or for some personal benefit or some personal gain. Islam doesn't like that. Islam likes to be 100% honest. If a person is given a certain title, it's for a specific reason. If a person is called and addressed by a certain name, it's for a specific reason. There isn't anything as banawati, making up things, false pretense, false praises, false talk. As it is, say it as it is. The main thing is the heart must be clean. Islam is all the same time not being saying that be disrespectful. Person Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرًّا. Say what is right, say what is correct, even though what you're saying may be bitter to say. It may be difficult to say, it may be bitter to say, but say it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرًّا, even though it is bitter, but if that is the correct thing to say, if that is the truth, the intention is not to harm somebody or to hurt somebody, but the intention is that at all times truth must be prevailed. What is right must trump. What is correct must always be at the top. What is right and correct, what is straight, that must always be said. Sometimes a person may not like what is being said, but what it doesn't mean that now we must say it in a rude manner, no. Tell a person nicely, respectfully, but say what is right. Don't ever mix up, don't ever try and cover up what is right just to try and impress people. This Sharia doesn't like. Person should always be straight and always be clear in whatever he does. And you notice very often those people that are clear in what they say, they're very, very open, clear, even though they are respectful, then they don't hold anything in their heart, because they're not saying things just to impress people, make this one happy, make that one happy, but in their heart, they've got that malice and enmity and jealousy. They say it as it is, respectfully, but very, very clear. Here, we're doing a section where it is the prohibition of addressing a person as master. When a person is actually an open sinner, is flagrantly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving him titles of respect, actually doing disservice to our deen. Why this person is doing things against the deen. He's doing things in direct opposition. He's openly sinning. And he, by people praising him, giving him those wrong titles, or giving him those titles of respect, even though the person may be openly saying things, openly doing things, and people may be following him, but we are giving titles of respect. In reality, what we are doing is doing a disservice to deen by not being open and clear about what is right, what is wrong. Very, very soon, the water will become murky. People won't be able to see what is right, what is wrong, because those people that are not deserving of those titles and positions we are giving them, those titles. So in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we did, will use the word master. We'll explain a little bit further. An Buraydah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la taqulu lil munafiqi sayyidun, fa innahu iyyaku sayyidan faqad asqattum rabbakum. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Buraydah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not address a hypocrite as a master. Even if he is a master, even if that person is a master, by the fact that you're giving him titles of respect, even if he is a master, you would have angered your Allah, you would have angered your sustainer by doing this. Why? Because the person is openly going against deen. Example is given, if a person is enemy, is your enemy. Whatever reason this person is your enemy, he dislikes you, tries to harm you, and now you see that somebody under you, one of your staff members, or your son, or your child, is now praising this person with titles, how would you feel? You'll be so upset that this person is my enemy, but just the son of mine is giving him titles, praising him, giving him high regard. So similarly, those people that openly sin, they go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're actually the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are praising them, what we are doing, we're actually angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak mentions in ayat of the Quran, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيُومِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. You will not find people who believe in Allah and the last day, meaning these people that have iman. You will not find the people of iman those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not finding now suddenly loving the people who oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of Iman, you won't find them loving, you won't find them having high regard for these type of people. Why? Because of the extreme love that they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore those that go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not unnecessarily give them that type of praise and unnecessarily give them that type of titles. I was just thinking that in our colloquial terms, sometimes a person addresses a person as Lani. How you Lani? How you boss? How you this? How you that? But he knows that this person really is not deserving of that title. This person may be committing so much of zulm, he may be harming so many people, but just because the person has, he wants to get something out of the person, or just because other people are calling him with these type of titles, he also, Islam is a religion, we have to be very, very clear, very, very clean. There's an incident of a person by the name of Ibn al-Furrat. He was living in the 4th century, and he was a governor in the time of a person by the name of Al-Muqtadar Billah. So, as a governor now, he had that authority and he had that position. But he, at one stage, he wanted to summon one scribe, and he intended to summon one scribe and confiscate his money. They had that position. Sometimes they would abuse the position. We see today, how often we see it in our country also, people that have got positions, and next thing you know, how much of zulam they're doing, how much of people's money is disappearing, how much of things are just disappearing, nobody knows where it's gone. So this is not a new thing, this has been happening for years and for decades and centuries. So anyway, he wanted to call up the scribe, summon him, and he wanted to confiscate that money that this person had had. But he noticed something very, very strange. For a few nights he was having a dream. And in this dream, he was seeing that he wanted to apprehend this person, but this person was resisting. This particular scribe, he was resisting this his apprehension. So now what he did was, he was commanding that army, the soldiers, that go and attack this type of this person. So when they were going to attack, and he can see in the dream that when this military were trying to shoot arrows at him, he had a loaf of bread in his hand, and he was protecting himself with that loaf of bread. And whenever they wanted to hit him with a sword, he was taking that loaf of bread and he was using it as a shield and protecting himself. He found this dream very strange. It happened a few times, few nights he had seen this. So now it was worrying him that I want to actually summon this person, and this is what is happening. So he called for this person. He said, look, I want to talk to you. So he summoned to talk, to speak to him, not to arrest him now, but to speak to him. And he says that this is the dream that I'm having. Can you tell me what is it with this bread that you've got in your hand and you're able to protect yourself so nicely? So then he said that from the time I was young, I was a small child, my mother would take a loaf of bread every night and she would place it next to me. When I would sleep, she would take this loaf of bread, she would place it at my side. And in the next morning, she would take that bread and she'll give it in the path of Allah, as sadaqah. And she'll make niyat that Allah Pak must protect me, that I'm giving this bread, I'm giving it for this child of mine on behalf. That this was the insurance that she had for this child. The sadaqah was actually that insurance. So from the time I was young, every night my mother would do this. And now my mother has passed away, but I am still carrying on with that act of keeping that bread next to me every night, next to my place where I'm sleeping. And in the morning, what I do is I'll give that bread in charity. Every day I'm doing this. So when this person heard this Furrat, now he mentions that I now am taking oath that I will never be able to harm you. There's no way that I can harm you. And in fact, my heart has been filled with love for you. Now overnight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved him from that type of harm because of this charity that he's given. So this shows us something also. A Muslim is very clear, a Muslim is very straight, and a Muslim at the same time puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he needs to say, he'll say, Allah Pak will protect him. Because now this acts as his insurance. This honesty acts as his charity. The sadaqah also that he gives acts as his protection. So a Muslim is one that doesn't need to make up anything to impress anyone. Yes, a person is always respectful, but doesn't mean that he needs to compromise on what is correct. What is correct will always remain correct right up till the day of Qiyamah. If people feel bad, it doesn't matter. But the main thing is we mustn't say something and do something that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.